Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by the Big Thinkers Academy, where we provide professional solutions for maximizing human potential. You can always visit us at www.bigthinkersacademy.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six and seven finger earning women, and our purpose is twofold. First, you know we love inspiring and encouraging you, the listener, and second, we have to. I mean, we absolutely must acknowledge, promote, and edify and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today happens to be President's Day. So shall I say happy President's Day to you? It's Monday, February 20th, 2012, and I hope you're as excited about your future as I am, because trust me, it is extremely bright. And you know we're here every week at the same time. That's Mondays, 12 noon Eastern, so go and spread the good news. Now, you know, as always, we have another great show planned for you today. You know, earlier this year, we started a great topic around doing business in the cloud. What is that? Working remotely and fully automating your business in the virtual world. Well, it was a spectacular show, as you can imagine, and now, today, there is so much more information out here, but really, the question remains, how do we navigate effectively through it all? That can be the question of the day, the week, and so forth. Well, today's show is going to help you do that, because we are so fortunate to have someone who can share all the details and help us as small business owners as we continue to, shall I say, float on the cloud or operate in the cloud. She happens to be none other than Ms. Maggie Chan, the Director of Cloud Services and Microsoft Offices 365. So you know what you must do right now. Go and get your paper, your pen, call everybody, tell them to dial in, tweet them, text them, Facebook them, let them know to dial 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278. I see you all coming in. The lines are getting full here. And also you can dial and listen actually through the chat room there at WealthySistersRadio.com. That's Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T. TAS, WealthySistersRadio.com. And as you are just servicing there, you can always find us on Facebook under Wealthy Sisters and also under Deborah Hartnett and Twitter as well. We are there under Wealthy Sisters. And also, when you log into the Blog Talk Network, you can follow the show there so that you can get a reminder every week, 1 hour prior to the show, that we're getting started, because you know you want to stay on point with all the great information that we share with you every Monday at 12 noon Eastern. And in addition to that, you can download. I get so many, and I want to say thank you right now for this, but I get so many responses and thank you notes from people who are actually downloading the show from iTunes. That's right, you can listen to it on your Android or your iPhone. You can have the content right there to help you. I'm telling you, one of the greatest compliments we received the other week was from Ms. Kenesha Thompson, and she said that she's using this in her weekly review. She's going to use it with her manager, because she has been listening to the show every week, and it's really, really helped her a lot. So, again, we encourage you to follow us there. And as we continue on the show today, you've got to learn a little bit more about the phenomenal Maggie Chan. She, as I mentioned earlier, is the Director of Cloud Services and Office 365 in the U.S. Marketing and Operations Group. Maggie is responsible for leading Microsoft's commercial cloud services marketing strategy in the United States, Wow. And she also directs a product marketing team to drive the product and marketing strategy for Office 365, the next generation of cloud-based business productivity offerings in the U.S. Prior to joining the U.S. team in June 2009, Maggie spent 2 years in the Microsoft World Partner Group, leading a cross-company initiative to roll out a partner opportunity framework for cloud services. She also launched the Small Business Specialist Community and led the strategy for global small business customer campaigns since joining the company 6 years ago. So I'm telling you right now, we have someone on the line that's totally documented in her field, who's going to share some powerful information. So when we come back from this short commercial break, I'm not going to keep her from you any longer. We're going to hear from none other than Miss Maggie Chan. Stay tuned, and as always, welcome to the show. You're tuned in to Wealthy Sisters.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Primal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2000.
Having more money won't solve your problems, but being a trusted client of Visionary Financial Strategies will. Your help begins on the web by contacting vfstrategies.com. That's vfstrategies.com. Or 410-929-4837. Again, 410-929-4837. At Visionary Financial Strategies, every financial move must have a purpose. Visionary Financial Strategies.
Well, hello, we are live. I want to say again, welcome and thank you for tuning in to our show today. For those of you all who just downloaded it, well, we want to say thank you as well. And if you're in the chat room, hello to you. Thank you again for joining us this week. I tell you, it is a phenomenal time to listen to our show today. We're going to be talking about the world that many of us live in, the virtual world, working in the cloud, working remotely. And today, our special guest is none other than Ms. Maggie Chan of Microsoft Office 365. Hello, Maggie. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Hi, Deborah. Good morning, everybody, and good afternoon, depending on where you are.
I know, and we've got to say thank you for getting started with us early here, because we know you're on the West Coast there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still having my first cup of coffee, so you got to bear with me a little bit here.
That is quite all right. I know you guys are always ahead of the game just since, you know, you're doing business from coast to coast, so I know it won't be a challenge for you at all today.
I'm just so excited to be here, and happy President's Day to you, Deborah.
Yes, thank you. Same to you. I tell you, you know, it is a special day, and of course we know that there's a lot going on that affects business as we, you know, look at the coming election year as well, and you know, it all goes hand to hand there. So I understand you guys are doing some great things
with
that as well. Yes, yes, yes. So Maggie, I tell you, your resume is just quite impressive. You're doing some incredible things there with Microsoft Office 365 and the cloud services. Why don't you just give us a little bit of background, because I have to confess, we are a little nosy here at Wealthy Sisters, and we always love to get know who we're speaking with, and everybody always like to try to identify and relate. So why don't you tell us a little bit about where you grew up and how you actually got started in this industry today?
Yeah, sure. No problem at all. I was actually born and raised in Hong Kong, and when I was 14, I came to the United States, and I landed in New York. So went to high school and college there, and eventually went to my graduate school at Cornell University over there as well. How did I get started with technology industry? You know, a little bit of luck and a little bit of, you know, taking risk. So I got an opportunity to work in a small high-tech company in the Seattle area after I graduated from college, a buyer. So it was in marketing where I studied for my undergraduate degree, but because the high-tech industry was just so fascinating to me, you know, with all the changes, and it is always the latest and greatest things where the, you know, the market is going in terms of what, you know, what people are building from the technology perspective. So it always fascinates me. So I started out as a junior buyer at this high-tech firm, and then eventually I was able to work my way into the marketing arena, which is basically where, you know, my passion is and what I really want to invest my career in. You know, fast forward, I mean, this is like about 14, 15 years later, this is where I am, and I've always been in the high-tech industry. I have done many different roles within the marketing competency area, going from, you know, being very close to the engineering side, working with engineering on, you know, how do you develop a product, bring it into market, setting up pricing and licensing, and, you know, going out, you know, meeting with customers and partners, which is still my favorite thing to do in my job. So just having been able to do a lot of new things, so I feel very fortunate to be where I am right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we want to make sure that we're able to hear you clearly. For some reason, there was a little static. I'm not sure if maybe you have your computer up as well listening to the show. Just want to make sure that it's, the volume is down on that. It was you were going in and out. We don't want anyone to miss anything you have to share with us today. So I want to make sure we get that sound a little clearer for us today. And I know you have the handset up as well.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay, that's better. Maybe it could have just been something. As we talk about technology, I know that's a great segue into some of the things you said that you had experience with as far as products and bringing them to the market. What are some of the challenges that you see for people in small business that might, you know, look at bringing products or things like that to the market as far as technology is concerned?
Well, I think first of all, it's really about, from the technology standpoint, it's really about, you know, do you have the right technology to help you do what you do best? You know, whether you are a small business owner or, you know, someone working in a small or medium or even enterprise company, it's really all about, you know, do you have what you need to get your job done? And from the technology standpoint, and I know we're going to is I think technology has evolved quite a bit especially in the last decade. And the way that we connect with people, the way we connect with our customers are also very different as well. So I think, you know, it's really about, you know, can you leverage technologies that are available today and tomorrow to help you do what you do best, which is connecting with your customers and bringing your products to market.
And I know with Office 365, you have a really great campaign that's going and a strong initiative that's helping women-owned small business owners, rather. Can you tell a little bit more about that and how and why that is so important, that collaboration that you have there?
Yeah, sure. So Office 365, let me start with what it is first. Basically, Office 365 is it's a solution, it's a cloud-based solution that is bringing trusted communications and collaborations product with the latest version of our desktop software in connecting to the cloud. What does that mean? It means that, you know, bringing out Office, and I know many of you probably know and use Office every day, connecting to whether it is Exchange, which is our email where you use Outlook, or SharePoint, where people are using it to, you know, share documents and files with each other, and Link, where it is connecting with people through IM and presence and video conferencing, all really wrapped together as a solution for companies of all sizes. And where our initiative is coming from is what we call the Your Office, Your Terms, which is specifically targeting women-owned small businesses in a way that we can use technology the way that has been designed for enterprises and now available to very small businesses as well. So basically, you know, through cloud computing, we are bringing the technology for customers that has, you know, that in a way that they never really had that type of technologies that used to be only available to enterprises, to the largest businesses. So basically, with cloud technology, we are leveraging the scale of the economy and the skills of the economy. So imagine that we have tens of thousands of engineers working on these cloud services. With just a few clicks, you know, small businesses can really leverage, you know, our technology, our data center capacity, meaning that, you know, all the compute power, all the highly experienced IT teams in the background that can work for you as a small business. So it really helps, you know, make it possible for any single company, whether it is a one-person company to tens and hundreds of thousands people company, can using the same technology to help their business to advance.
I see. What I'm going to ask you to do, since we're still having just a little bit of vibrations there, maybe what we'll do is just ask you to hang up and call right back in and see if that kind of clears the line there, and I'll just
Break.
Okay, all right. We're going to come right back as we continue to move forward with technology here. We'll go to another break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's THEBATIE group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Hi there. This is Bill Lee. I'm a voice talent, and I want to work for you. Just email me at bill@billlee.net. For God so loved the world. We've probably all heard the start to this verse, but what does it really mean in our daily lives? At FedEx, we understand you want a partner who can help you go global. That's why FedEx delivers next business day by 10:30 a.m. from more major international cities than any other express carrier. FedEx, another day, another dollar saved.
All right, we're live and we're back, and we have the fabulous Maggie Chan back, Jones back on the line. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Deborah. Is this better?
Oh, yeah, that's better. I got you there. Okay, awesome, awesome. So you were sharing a little bit information about what Office 365 is and how it's providing solutions for small business owners to now operate on the same scale and on the same level as an enterprise company. And I like the term you use there on the scale of the economy as well, and also on the technology or the skill set of the timing now. Would you share more about that, please?
Sure. So, for example, in the past, let's say if a small business company wants to use technologies for email and want to share their files through, you know, different kind of site sharing, and, you know, they also want to do video conferencing. All of those things require someone to buy, you know, different server hardware, storage, and different networking. And for a small business owner, this is a lot to think about. All you want to think about is how do you grow your business, how do you connect with your customers, but yet technologies is, you know, can potentially be holding you down because you have to invest in all these dollars and all these resources to figure it all out on how do you make it work together. With Office 365, which is a cloud-based productivity solution, we really help our customers, in this case, small businesses, that they no longer have to worry about how things work in the back end. Just like, you know, you turn on your electricity, you go home and turn on your light at home, you shouldn't worry about how those wires work outside of your house. All you want to do is turn on the switch and your light comes on. And this is what we are offering to the small businesses from the technology perspective.
And And, you know, the cost there, I know that's a domino effect of really a business owner, because in many cases, people now can really look at not having to pay for office space or lease space, because if and being able to have a team of people that work for you virtually as opposed to even within the office.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, this is where the workplace is also changing, and especially for women, you know, and I know a lot of our audience here are women as well. One of the things that we have done as a survey was, you know, trying to understand, you know, how remote working relates to women. We had found that in one of the, as part of Your Office, Your Terms campaign, we found that in a survey with professional women and business owners nationwide, we see that about, you know, 62% of them said that, you know, remote working can really help them to help women in general to increase their productivity. And in fact, women surveyed would prefer to work remotely on an average of 3.1 days per week. With the technology today, we can do that. We can actually be more productive no matter where you are, whether you're sitting in the office or you're sitting somewhere else or sitting on the beach as well. One of the examples I would like to give you is, I know Penny Delgadillo on my team was on your show about a month or so ago. She's one of my very core member on my team, out of my team, she is actually the one who's based out of Los Angeles, where majority of my team are actually based out of Redmond, Washington. But that doesn't affect her productivity at all, because I can connect with Penny on, you know, on Exchange, which is basically our email system, or, you know, we use Link for our IM, and anytime when I want to call her, I can connect with her on Link. We can share document on the screen. So it's as if she was actually based out of here. At the same time, she can really balance between her work and her personal life, because her family and her friends are in L.A., and that should not matter on, you know, on how it, you know, where she work and how she work, and bringing the best productivity to her work.
Yeah, and you know, I think of another saving there for businesses. The fact that Penny is there in L.A. and you're in Washington, I mean, if of course, it seems like this really gives an individual an opportunity or a company to hire quality, to go for quality more than the actual what it would cost to bring that person. Because if you had to move her to that area, that cost of moving expenses and all of that would be, you know, a cost that you wouldn't want to necessarily have to have, and you might have to select someone else in that area as opposed to hiring someone based on their skill set and the quality that they bring to it. So I know that's another great plus to being able to operate like this and using the system like that as well.
Yeah, Deborah, this is exactly right, because now our talent pool becomes a lot bigger. And to your point, I think it saves a lot of money for a lot of companies as well. I mean, think about using video conferencing and having to be able to connect with each other over the Internet, and saving the travel costs a lot too.
It does. It does. Even just in the city, if you're in a major area like L.A. or on the East Coast here in the D.C. area or Atlanta, I mean, just your commute time, the quality of life that a person can have by using these services is so much better, because you're looking at sometimes a two-hour commute that person has to add into their day. So it makes for a happier employee, I can imagine, as well.
Now, exactly.
Now, when we look at this whole line that you have here, what have been some of the trends that you've noticed, like from your experience, some of the industries that started out that took advantage of this service, and now what have, you know, some of the industries that you've seen that may have really, really embraced it, that maybe you thought it would take them longer to?
Yeah, so, you know, the interesting thing is we really see Office 365 or cloud services in general being embraced by companies of all sizes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what is interesting to, you know, your point earlier about the scale, you know, as you think about companies are having to invest their own, you know, their own investment in building their data center, building all the resources, I mean, unless you already have those resources, that you already, you know, made the investment. Otherwise, you know, as you look at what cloud computing can give you, it can really help you scale without having to put up a, you know, a big chunk of upfront costs. So we see that, you know, from the very small businesses to, you know, like a one-person company, all the way to, you know, companies like Coca-Cola, for example, they really, you know, leverage our cloud technology to expand to, you know, their, you know, their tens of thousands of employees so that they can leverage the cost savings that they can get from leveraging the technology infrastructure that we have built.
Now, when you look at leveraging the technology, what are some of the other key points that you, you know, we're speaking to a broad audience here, some who understand, you know, their knowledge might just be, okay, I know I listened to this radio show, I've just discovered this whole blog talk world, they're fascinated by it, and they may not be totally or have transcended to operating in the cloud. What would you say, something else you would say to an individual that's considering or really want to understand? What are some other points that you would share with them why they should look at this? We've talked about the cost. We've talked about the talent there. And what are some other things that you could share with us?
Sure. I think it's really about how do you increase your productivity. And as we all know, we only have 24 hours a day. How do you get the most out of your day on your work so that you can actually, you know, have more time to do other things that you're excited and that you want to spend time doing as well? So as you think about, you know, email, you know, everyone, I think, you know, many of us use email every day. Right? How do you get your email no matter where you are? So at Microsoft, you know, our goal from the Office 365 or our Office division perspective is how do we provide the best productivity experience to our users across PC, phone, and browser? To give you an example, you know, you talk about, you know, how I get started and I'm doing a lot of things. But at the same time, I know, like, whether I'm in the office or I'm at home or I'm somewhere else, I can always get all my productivity on my phone. Like, so wherever I go, I always have my mobile phone with me, and it's running Windows on my phone. It's a Nokia phone that I have, and I love is my new phone. It's kind of my new gadget. But no matter where I am, like, I can get my email on my phone. I can start an IM with somebody, even with my phone using Link Mobile. And with Office 365, I can always share with my team or even with, you know, some of my partners on all the latest and greatest files. Like, for example, if I have to go somewhere and do a customer presentation, I can actually grab the latest version of my presentation via my phone. Because everything is already saved in the cloud, so no matter where I am, whether I'm using my PC or I'm using my phone, or I just, you know, go somewhere, I don't have anything, as long as I have internet, I can get access to everything that I need.
Mm-hmm. That is so important because it cuts back on the having, you know, where did I save the document? I need to bring this stick with me. All of those things that, or if some people are still using a disk, saving it to the disk, you know,
right.
All those things are completely eliminated there if you, you know, you have that access to that as well. Now, what are some of the marketing strategies that businesses can use? Well, wait a minute, I'm jumping the gun here. I wanted to ask you this. With all of this technology and helping individuals learn how to navigate with the Office 365, do you all offer webinars? Is there some type of training that can share information with the novice who's just getting started, you know, with this whole concept?
Yeah, absolutely. I would encourage everyone, if there's one action that I can ask our audience to do today, is to go to www.office365.com. That is office365.com. By going to that website, you know, you can find out what is the latest events that are happening in your area, or any type of webinars that are happening at certain time and date. You can find out what Office 365 is all about. And, you know, most of all, you can get a 30-day free trial. There's no obligations, like this free trial. You can play it out and see if this is the right thing for you.
Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about the free trial, what are the price points for the services that you offer?
Yeah, so for small businesses, we offer a solution that starts at $6 per user per month, and it goes to, you know, our enterprise customers that start with $10 per user per month for the whole suite as well. So, you know, at $6 per user per month, you get the hosted email, you get the hosted site collections so you can share files with anyone, and you get the hosted, you know, IM and presence and video conferencing and phone conferencing capabilities, and also our web-based office web applications with Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and so on and so forth, all wrapped together in $6 per user per month. I mean, to be honest, this is very cost less than my daily intake of caffeine.
Yes, I mean, that is very, very low. I know when Penny was on, I couldn't believe it, so I had to ask her a couple of times. So that's $6 per user. So if per user, does that mean if in my business or someone's business, let's say they have three people that, you know, actually operating their business there, is that $6 per person, are you saying, that who will actually get their own ID? Or how does that, if you could break that down
so
a little bit clearer for us?
It is definitely by person, right? So, Deborah, you know, you're Deborah using your PC or you're Deborah using your mobile devices. No matter what you use, you're still one person. So, you know, you would be the $6. And then the other two persons can have their own identity, and therefore it will be per user based.
Okay. So that is incredible. And you get all of those services, even the video conferencing, which, you know, there are services out here that you can use that really knocks that price there out of the water, because that can be a little bit expensive sometimes with the video conferencing as well for businesses, I know.
Right.
So,
Go ahead. And imagine the technology in the background. I mean, it's all taken care of. Like, remember, we talked about the electricity. You don't have to worry about how it works. All you need to worry about is it works for you and that it helps you to be productive. You know, one quick example, and I know Penny mentioned it at a high level, is Batester, which is one of the companies that I have the I was fortunate enough to meet with the CEO of that. Of that small business, Jennifer Katawi. So Jennifer is the CEO of Batester, and they're based out of New York. And she has a company that is focusing on online retail for baby clothes and furniture, as well as two brick-and-mortar locations in New York area as well. And one of the things that she talked about with me and with Penny was that you know, she always have to, because in retail you have very high turnover rate for your employees as well. So sometimes she has to retrain new employees, and sometimes because she has multiple locations, she can't always be in certain location in person. So she really leveraged the Office 365, especially with the video conferencing or even file sharing on, you know, on the web, that she can really walk someone through certain merchandise. They can think about, you know, they can talk about a specific merchandise. They look at the same screen. They can go through the training step by step together. And those are what technology can do for, you know, for us today. And you know, for me, is why is this women campaign so important is because, you know, we can really leverage the technology today to do a whole lot than what we used to be able to do.
And because a lot of times, you know, not taking anything away from the men, because we have some awesome male listener base as well. So, but, you know, oftentimes, you know, we as women, we have a lot more hands-on responsibilities outside of our jobs or outside of our businesses where it comes to the family and other social, you know, and civic obligations that we have as well. So it's a lot that we have to be able to juggle and manage. And the I love what you said about this whole system and about the Microsoft Office 365, that your purpose is to help us all increase our productivity. And that can be, if we're increasing that productivity, then we're getting our life back. We're getting time back, because today we are so, I speak with people all the time who feel like they don't have enough time. But if we have a better system in place for the productivity, that can actually free up some time. Have you found that to be so for other customers that are using the service?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, my mobile phone is with me 24/7. And that is very, like, you know, my best friend, because, you know, I can, you know, for example, my little dog that I adopted last year, he just turned 7 today. And by the way, because I have to work and my husband has to work, so I have to drop him off at doggy daycare every morning. But I know, like, with my phone, I can check on my email. I can connect with, you know, people on my team or outside of my team using my phone, whether it's checking email or if I need to connect with people on a phone call or on an IM, I can do that. I can actually jump on a conference call with a group of people just by clicking a link in my calendar. And those are the things that I can multitask while I am, you know, dropping off my little doggy to doggy daycare.
And that is multitasking with increased productivity. That's the best way of doing that. That's wonderful. And we have to say happy birthday to your doggy today as
Thank
well.
You.
Now, when we look at what we're talking about today with the Office 365, and we've talked about that survey you mentioned earlier, what are some of the other surveys that you've done? I know you've related it to women as well, but are there any others that can also document what you're saying today as well?
Sure. And I think there are many surveys and there are many research done and out there, and, you know, knowing that cloud solutions, for example, is definitely one of the solution areas that many businesses, no matter they are small or large enterprises, are looking at today from the technology perspective. And one thing I want to mention is around collaboration, meaning that how do you get instant access to relevant information? How do you get ideas to flowing freely and getting the right people taking the right action at the right time? I mean, those are the things that I think many people in many companies are wrestling today, is how do you increase your productivity through teamwork, through collaboration? So, for example, one of the analyst firms, Forrester, has said that 88% of their clients said collaboration investments are very important in supporting their firm's current business goals. So I think what we'll see is that, you know, especially as you look at social media as well, and how we really drive that real-time kind of connection, we see customers and, you know, and colleagues with each other really wanting to focus on how do you really drive additional productivity through teamwork, through collaboration. So this is something that, you know, we definitely see as a way that technology can help in increasing that productivity through teamwork as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can certainly see that. just from us being able to meet today on the show, you know, you are there in Washington. We're here in the other Washington, D.C. Area. But, you know, being able to collaborate is the key today for businesses. We share that all the time on our show and within some of the networking events that we do, that major corporations are collaborating. We see that in advertisement. We see them coming together, whether it be the airlines with the different rewards, with the rental car companies, all of those hotels, all of these major corporations are doing that. So it is important to be able to have that collaboration. And I love the fact with the technology today, there is really, the sky is truly the limit for business owners. There is no real glass ceiling here because, again, back to the talent pool, you can find the best people regardless of their location just because of this technology that's out here as well.
Yes.
Now, one of the things we wanted to just, you know, touch on as well, since we're talking about operating in the cloud, there's in your background with marketing, what are some of the things that you've noticed that have evolved with marketing and the digital media as well, and you know, perhaps how it has changed or matured over the time frame that you've been working in this area, and how Microsoft Office 365 can continue to support that as well?
Yeah, so, I mean, as you think about, you know, in the old days when Internet wasn't that, you know, that prominent, like we were, you know, in marketing, we do a lot of direct mailing, right? So you
right.
go to your mailbox, you see a lot of mailers, and, you know, it takes a while, you know, it takes a while for, you know, companies to put those together, you know, printing the direct mailing campaign, and also, you know, it takes a while for the mail to get to your certain customers and for them to respond as well. Where today, I mean, everything is happening real time. You know, as you look at the web in terms of, you know, how we really, you know, connect with each other, to your point with, you know, online radio and, you know, with Facebook, with LinkedIn, with Twitter, I mean, those are the social media that really drive connections at real time. I think one of the biggest observations from marketing strategies perspective is, you know, as you think about Super Bowl, some of the ads, some of the commercials that are happening, that are appearing at Super Bowl, many of them already got seeded months in advance of the game on YouTube to drive anticipation, to drive excitement. And also you can really see the real-time feedback from customers when you go to different websites. You can see different reviews and different comments. So you can really get a sense of what customers are looking for and therefore responding very quickly as well. So as a marketer myself, I think this is phenomenal in terms of how quickly you can put something out in the market and get the responses, whether it is, you know, positive or neutral or negative, and you can really adjust your marketing campaign accordingly in a real-time fashion, and that's just fascinating in today's world. So I think this is very key. And also, you know, going back to that collaboration point is, many of the campaigns, no matter you're a small business or big business, you know, you probably work with your agencies or your, you know, your colleagues or other people to put something together. So to have the technology to help you to collaborate, to really exchange ideas is really key. And that's what, you know, our productivity suite of Office 365 can offer.
Mm-hmm. And as from a marketing perspective, when you talk about that, I mean, having that real-time data as opposed to doing the direct mailers, we don't know who is actually opening the value pack. You know, we don't know who's the, or value pack or what have you. We don't know anymore, you know, that you really, really could not know that. But with this, we can because the data is there. What are some of the things that you would suggest, or some examples that business owners who are using digital marketing, or to help them embrace that whole concept more, what can they do with that? I heard you say tweak the campaign a little bit, maybe their marketing campaign. What are some other things that you would do, or someone could do with that information?
Yeah, I would say definitely, for small businesses who think about their marketing is, find different ways to get your voice out there. How do you use social media? How do you leverage social media as one of your levers to reach new customers and to expand their business message as well? And I think there are many different technologies and that can really help you to do that. Like, for example, customer relationship management software, one of the examples we have is the CRM online offering that we have at Microsoft can really help you understand, how do you drive customer acquisition? And based on that data, what kind of things would you do differently, or how do you think about your next steps? I think having that customer insights is so critical today in terms of how do you use your data-driven decision-making model, because data is everywhere, and it's almost, in a way, it's almost like overloading. So how do you really weed out the noise and understanding what the data is telling you, what is the insight you're drawing, and therefore how do you connect with your customers better? I think that would be, one of the key takeaways that I can offer.
Mm-hmm. That's a great, great tip, because you're right. I mean, today, of course, we can be inundated with so much information and so much noise. How do you weed it out? What are some things that you would suggest a person do to be able to make their, I heard you say, get their voice out there. What are some things that they can do to separate themselves from the rest of the, for lack of a better term, noisemakers?
Yeah, I mean, I would go back to the basics. The very important thing is having the right value proposition to the right audience. Like, what are you trying to offer that would be unique, to the marketplace, especially to the target segments that you have? And therefore, what are the, and how do they get the message? Like, based on the audience that you have, based on the audience, where do they get information? And that's important to understand, how do you reach out to them using the channels that they use and channels that they get information from. For example, in a lot of small businesses, we know word of mouth is very critical. One of the things that, that we have done, for example, is to partner with the Small Business Administration in a White House Economics Forum. Is one of the first one that we did in New York just a few weeks ago as a technology sponsor. I mean, Small Business Administration is one of the great way to connect with other small business owners, as well as, getting your voice out there as well. So I think thinking about what are the right avenues and connecting with people would be important. Another example that I want to use is, for example, our Your Office, Your Terms campaign, we partner with associations such as the 85 Broads, like Women 2.0 organizations, and many of these organizations have really great network, and you never know, who you may be bumping into, who you may be having a connection with that can potentially help your business grow as well.
So that is important, connecting again, and it just ties everything back to the collaboration piece as well. I mean, are there ways that people can connect and do networking from your Office 365 site? Is there information on the site with other organizations that you've partnered with?
Yeah, absolutely. As part of our Your Office, Your Terms campaign, we actually have a lot of influential bloggers that that blog about technology and blog about remote working or other areas that can help women or all audiences in increasing productivity as well. So I would encourage our audience to go to the office365.com site and learn mm-hmm. more about, you know, some of the events, some of the campaigns, some of the ways to connect with each other as well. And I think what, you know, I personally have went to, you know, multiple of the campaign events that we have done. And I want to offer, you know, a few tips and tricks, as you will, that I learned from some of these amazing people that I get to meet with in some of these small business events as well. So, for example, you know, we have, you know, again, as I mentioned, you know, organizations that are super helpful, such as 85 Thoughts, Women 2.0, the National Association of Women-Owned Business Owners. They all have came out and supported us on different events that we have held. And a few things that I have learned from these ladies and panelists that we had were, you know, I would narrow it down into three things. One of them is from one of the panelists who is a small business owner herself, and she said, "You got to know who is in your boat." What she mean by that is, you know, when you're running a small business, you need a team or you need a crew who can help you along the way, who can guide you and advise you, not just from the financial perspective, but also from strategic perspective or technology or others. So having that support system as you start out a new business or you're growing your small business is very important. So she, you know, she used the term, you know, knowing that, you know, you've got to be on a boat with someone. That was fascinating to me. Another
yes.
one is, yeah, I thought that was very true.
Yeah.
And then another one is around financing and credit. Again, you know, having the right connection with the right associations is critical. The Small Business Administration, again, has done an amazing job helping small businesses to look at different avenues to fund and finance their business. So, mm-hmm. you know, connecting with the SBA and connecting with people who go to those events can really help you as a small business to look at different ways to finance your business as well. And then the third piece, specifically for women-owned or minority-owned businesses, making sure that they classify themselves appropriately through certification is a necessity because that by certifying themselves, those who are women or minority-owned businesses can open doors to different type of benefits as well. So you don't want to miss out on those things. So I would say netting out those three, you know, kind of my top learnings from talking to many of the experts in the small business space are, you know, knowing who's in your boat, you know, finding out, you know, the different ways to finance and get credit for your small business, and for women-owned and minority-owned businesses, and is to get certified.
Yes, those are some great tips. And one of the things we know with the Small Business Administration, the great news that it's just been raised, I guess the position of her name escapes me right now, who's the head of it, is now at the cabinet level. So that just brings a whole lot more focus on the small business owner here in the United States. So that was a major thing that was done here recently. So, and the financing and opportunities, there are some things. If I was just on the site a few days ago, that they've updated there. So that is true. You know, there are opportunities around there that oftentimes when we start in business, we don't always look at that. We think, oh, the Small Business Administration, oh, it's part of the government. You know, it's a lot of red tape, but they are really, really there. It's a lot of great resources. Even the SCORE there that are retired entrepreneurs or current entrepreneurs who are there and volunteering and willing to help business owners as well. So those are some great points there, Maggie. We certainly appreciate you sharing that as well. Now, also, we have just a few moments left in the show. Tell us about the retail outlets as well. I know there are some there on the West Coast. There are some here on the East Coast as well. And what purpose do they serve those who are looking to use your product as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have quite a few stores, like our Microsoft stores around the nation. And, you know, I don't know, Deborah, you have been to one of them yet, but it's fascinating. You go in there, you have, you know, the different type of PCs. You have the Kinect and Xbox games that, you know, a corner for that for folks to play games. And you also have the business area, you know, thinking about the cloud solutions as well. And, you know, many of our store staffs, they are equipped to have the discussion whether you're going from, you know, your TV entertainment room in your home all the way to businesses thinking about, you know, as a small business, what are the right, you know, what are the right technology that are right for you. You know, I think it's a fascinating way for small business, especially into going to this, you know, going to one of our store locations and be able to find out, you know, how does the technology work and what is the right technology to support their business grow. And you can see it, you can touch it, you know, you can play with it. And, you know, I know some of us, you know, I mean, even as much as we love the internet and the web is giving us a lot, sometimes, you know, having to touch something, to feel something is also very important as well. And that's what the store can give us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, it is sometimes, like you said, a lot of us are visual learners, and it's great to have someone giving you instructions while you are learning. And there could be some things that we've been using, like I know our phones. Sometimes I have to go into the store just to have them show me something because I want to feel like I'm using every aspect of this phone, and there's so many things to it that, you know, we may not be aware of. So I know that's a great reason to actually go and visit the stores.
Absolutely, and you're not alone. I personally am very visual as well, so I always have to have someone to show me something so that I know how to do it next time.
Right, right. That's my only take just one time, but it's always good to have that there and to, you know, to be able to touch and feel someone or feel, like you said, even though we're in this virtual world, I always share with individuals that the social media, those who are just learning to embrace it and the ones who are now panicking saying, oh, I didn't want to do it, I don't want to do it, now realize that you have to be a part of it if you're going to be serious in conducting business. You've got to have some type of presence there within social media. But, you know, I always say that it's another way to meet. It's not to replace human contact. It's just another way to actually do business and meet. So it's great. It's great. Well, Maggie Chan Jones, it's been a pleasure having you on today. We want to thank you so much for joining us here on Wealthy Sisters. Are there any closing remarks that you'd like to leave? And make sure you please give the contact information here.
Yeah, Deborah, I would say thank you once again for having me on your show. This is just such a fun way to talk about technology, talk about, you know, other things as well. I would say, if I can leave one thing with the audience today is, you know, I would encourage everyone to leverage technology to help you to do more with less, to help you to get the best productivity out of yourself and out of the people working around you. So I would encourage everybody to go to office365.com and, you know, sign up for a free trial and, you know, get started with our cloud services. They can help you to connect with people, whether it is through hosted email or through, you know, connecting on the site or, you know, IM and presence and video conferencing. They're all wrapped together, and you can play with it all on Office 365.
Yes, and if I might add, it is only $6 per user. So you definitely want to jump on that and take advantage of it again. Well, thank you again. Much success and continued success as well to what you're doing there and to you and your family. And for those of you all who have tuned in, we thank you for joining us on another great episode. If you just join the show, you can always catch this show and all of our others at WealthySistersRadio.com. We invite you to tune in next week where we will actually have the first and the only African-American female in NASCAR. Yes, yes, Miss Tia Norfleet. Some of you all may have seen her on the Verizon specials there. But we thank you for tuning in. And again, continue as always. We want to wish you and your family the best of everything great. We'll see you next week and have a super fantastic day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host next week, as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.
We do have an opportunity to bring on the callers for questions and answers, but even then, it's still so laid back. So, but people enjoy it, and our listening audience is primarily through download. So we will have it. The show will be available actually in about 2-3 minutes here through that same link that we sent you, so you guys can use that as well for anything that you need to do with it. Uh-oh, hello? Okay, hello, Maggie? Uh-oh, hello?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.